Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Inspired Evolution, and it is such a treat to be here today. We have with us Sonia Choquette. Sonia, how are you?
I'm great, great. Excited to be with everyone.
It's such a pleasure to have you here. Hey guys, for those tuning into Sonia for the first time, she's a global author and speaker. She's the most highly regarded expert in the field of intuition. We're going to dive so deep into that today. Over the course of 40 years, she's become a world-renowned intuitive guide, spiritual teacher, the author of 27 New York Times or international best-selling books. Her books have been published in 37 languages. They've traveled 40 countries, and they've been read by over 1 million people. Her teachings have attracted the love and admiration of over 100,000 students from all over the world. But most of all, she's fun, she's lighthearted, yet what I love about her is that she manages to always tell it like it is. So Sonia brings her intuitive experience and human understanding to help her global audience reconnect with their spirit, guides, and inner vibes. Her mission is to help others feel whole. She does this through using all their senses to create a life that is intuitively guided, empowered, authentic, and meaningful. Sonia, it is such a pleasure to have you here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
I really want to tune in and just dive in deep straight from the outset. So can you enlighten me, when was the first time you felt that moment of, oh, I'm having an intuitive experience, or the first time you clicked in? When and what was it that moment of intuition sort of landed for you?
That's a good question, Amrit. I never had that experience. Intuition was always part of my reality. And my big aha was when I started going to school. 5-6 years old, It occurred to me that what was very obvious to me was not obvious to other people. So it was kind of a reverse experience. I've always felt vibes. I've always been aware of guides, but it was also part of my family. Now, I had a very intuitive mother. I had 6 brothers and sisters, and it was an artist family, a creative family. And actually, in my home, your intuition was considered the most important check-in point. It wasn't what you hear, what you read. It was, what are your vibes? So when I realized other people didn't tune in like this, I thought, oh my God, what a horrible handicap that is. It'd be like lost in the jungle in the night. And how can you get by? So that kind of set the tone for my mission in life. It's like, you can't get by very well without your intuition. You need it. It's not negotiable.
I love that. And you've been teaching this for over 40 years now, but it seems like the world is, some of us have like already been awakened to it, but it seems like really now in the corporate sense, people are trying to get people to come and consult and educate and teach more and more on what is this thing that is intuition. They're trying to get people to come in and be like, how can we help intuition infiltrate our organization so that we can actually come from this place. What do you think the appeal is for intuition?
Well, I think the most important reason why it's activated and becoming, you know, something desired is our world is moving too fast for our logic brains to keep up. I mean, even if you think about the internet, it's a very intuitive model. I mean, we're drawing resources simultaneously from all parts of the world. We're not local, we're exponential, we're at distance. And I think it came from the whole idea, the whole vision and creation of the internet is a mirroring of how our intuition works. So I think that smart, and this is an interesting piece of information. There was an interview on 100 top CEOs around the world, and they were asked, what do you attribute your success to? And here was what was interesting. All 100 said, my intuition. But here's the other interesting piece. Not all 100 said, I want that to be known. They said, I don't tell people because they don't want it to be this, but it's what I use. Now that's fortunately changing because we have to keep up. Things are, the way the world is wired now, it's so exponentially connected. To be current, you can't, the left brain, the logic brain doesn't work fast enough and it can't make those quick connections that our natural intuition can. So it's really an essential tool in today's world. I really don't think it's negotiable any longer.
So thank you so much for sharing that. So can you help me highlight perhaps what is it related somewhat to instinct then, our intuition?
It's a good question. There's two levels of intuition. There's three. I say we have red light intuition, green light intuition, and yellow light intuition.
Okay? I love these colors.
So red light is instinct. Mm-hmm. Instinct is a part of us that really is oriented towards survival. So that's when we get the bad vibes. That's when we get the feeling in our gut. And it actually is a gut level intuition. It's where it's oriented in your body. That it's a caution. Take care. You're not safe. And so that's our first experience for most of us of intuition. Green light intuition is the opportunity intuition. This is a good idea. Go for it. Even though everyone says, you know, don't take the risk, do lean into it. Do take the risk. It's all lined up for success. But then, and we don't talk about this much, there's something I call the yellow light or pause intuition, which is it's not time yet. Wait a little while. Things are still developing. Don't make your decisions. It's not black and white, all or nothing like the left brain. It's sort of like surfing, traveling the energy flow. It's like, okay, here comes the big wave. Brace yourself. Okay, we're going to flatline. Maybe, you know, hold on to the board. Okay, here we're in the flow. Catch the wave. So that green light is in your heart. The red light is in your belly. And the pause is just a general inability to kind of lock into any real strong feeling, in which case, just give it a minute, give it a little more time, and it'll become clear. Things are still developing.
I love that. Thank you so much for highlighting that. And I love how you're able to connect us to certain parts of our body and where that feeling resides. Is that one of the best tools in order to tap into our instincts, our intuition? Yeah.
Well, you're right, because the thing I say about people about intuition, it's not thinking. It's very body-based. It's very much about feeling both physically, because intuition is not language, it's energy. And our body feels and receives that energy. The mind, the intellect doesn't. So one of my first tools about being more intuitive is you have to kind of be in your body. And here's a really quick way to do that. It's instant. Have you look around the room and notice where you are, because that gets you out of your head. It brings you right to the present. You notice one thing in front of you. Here's the computer. There's the window. There's the bookshelf. That pulls you into your body to notice. Then you take a breath in. Open your mouth and let out a sigh. And at the end of the sigh, which I call going down the slide, you're in your heart and you're right at that place at the top, bottom of your heart, the top of your gut. Your energy is in your body. Then you smile and that stops your thinking and it makes you present to what I feel. It's that fast. So if you want an intuitive, that's how you set yourself up to dial into that frequency.
Right, right. So if I'm opening myself up to my body, then I'm becoming more centered, more present in my body, and I can actually feel in from that point forward. Is this, how does this feel in my gut, or how does this feel in my heart? And if it's lighter in my heart, I'm open. Is that kind of...
Now here's the thing. Humans, I've been teaching a long time and I've been traveling around the world. So I can say I've never met a person who's not intuitive. What I have met are millions of people who question it or ignore it. But we all get it. And here's the thing. When you name it, you claim it. So we are taught not to name it. We are taught to keep it in our head and be quiet and ignore it. So we lose our moment because intuition is in the moment guidance. So what we need to do is once we get into the body, we actually need to have a conversation out loud. What does my heart say? And not think it, because in the minute you go back to your thinking and don't express it back in your head, you just change the channel. You slipped off the mark. So you have to say it out loud. You feel the energy, but you have to give it language. So you want to do a real simple tool?
Absolutely.
Because this is more practical than just explaining it. Let's do it. It's more fun.
Yeah, I love it.
So you want to be my guinea pig?
Absolutely.
Okay. First thing that is important with intuition is you have to seek guidance in things you're truly open to. And that's important because a lot of people say, I want my intuition to guide me, but we've already made up our mind and we're very willful and we're not receptive. So you first have to ask your intuition. You have to ask questions that you truly are available to new answers. Okay. So do you have any question you want to share with us that you'd love intuitive guidance? Doesn't matter, as long as it's a genuine availability.
So at the background of all of this that's going on, I'm having some challenges with my team and I'm not sure how I'm meant to navigate that to the best of my ability. So I'm just open to the solutions that are available.
Perfect situation. Okay, so take the breath I taught you. Feel that place. Smile. Can you feel how your heart opens when you do that? Okay. So now we're going to have a conversation between your head and your heart. So think of your issue and answer quickly, coming back to your head. My head says, and fill in the blank.
Keep pushing, try to figure it out.
Okay, feel how that energy feels. Say it again. My head says,
keep pushing, try to figure it out.
Okay, let's try one more time. And if you get a different answer, the same, it doesn't matter. My head says.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, I feel stuckness.
Okay, perfect. Feel that energy. Now look around the room. Come back to the present, back to the what's right in front of you. Breathe and go down the slide again. Hand on the heart. Other one on your gut. Okay. My spirit says,
everything's going to be fine.
And my spirit says,
there's more people on the way to support you.
And one more. My spirit says,
everything's going to be okay.
And one more question. Does that feel true?
Yeah, it's surprising, but sure.
Yeah, see?
Sorry, that was my head. I felt that. That was the head kicking in just there. And I was like, but yeah.
You know what? That's the truth. You tapped into this whole other non-visible energy that you could feel coming your way. And then you have to check if it feels true. How does your body feel different from your head to your spirit? Because you said, I feel...
Yeah,
how did it feel in your head?
Yeah, in the head, it was a bit, the word that comes is a bit more dense and a bit more,
yes.
There were more edges to things.
Right.
But as opposed to when it was more, you were guiding me into the spirit to speak, it was just lighter. There was a sense of curiosity in there because I was open to whatever was coming through. So.
Open and available. When you're in your head, here are some signatures to always look for. It feels contracted, dense. It's like everything's collapsing. There's no room. It's protective and defended. And when you go into your spirit, it goes the opposite. It opens. The energy begins to expand. Even your visual, everything in your visual, your face opens, your eyes open, your energy opens. And then you begin to tune into what is not visible yet, but is very much on its way. And then you check, does that feel true? Intuition, the intellect is right, wrong. Is it right? Is it wrong? You're looking right, wrong. But intuition is what I call the third space, which is what feels true for me right now. Right, wrong is black, white, all, nothing out there, where true comes in from the inner energy. So this is the simplest tool and it works every time. So then you have a choice. I can keep figuring it out and bumping against it, or I can be open and see what unfolds. But you were reassured, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. You feel it, and you use the word feel, not think. And that's another clue that you're dialing in correctly.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. That connects me to a really deep place, if I may just share quickly, is I recently, not so recently, about 9 months ago, had a really interesting juncture in my life. And it was the first time, you know, touch wood, I don't know how this happened, but I got to the age of 30 without a real clear fork in the road. But this was the first time I actually had like a fork in the road. I could have gone A or I could have gone B. And either or was equally as good. That's never happened before. There's always been like the moral right choice or the better thing to do, right? This was the first time it was like, this can dictate your life or this can dictate your life. Which way are you going to go? And for the life of me, my head, oh my God, poor thing. Just crunch, 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 trying to figure it out. And I got to a point where I just, I think in some way, shape, form, or manner, I tuned into something similar where, I don't know why, I guess I was just backed into a corner. I just closed my eyes and just said, you know, what do I feel about each of these options? And then I just closed and I gave myself like 3 seconds, not longer, to linger on it, because I kind of knew that if I lingered on it, then my head would start talking. So I gave myself 3 seconds to tune in and feel into one. And then one felt lighter and one felt like I was moving into a forest. For me, that was like the symbology of like just denseness.
Right.
And at the time I was almost horrified, to be honest with you, Sonia, because I was sitting there and I was like, I actually thought the one that was horrifying me was the one I was going to lean towards, because intellectually that was like, this has got all the right tick in the boxes for me, right? Mm-hmm. For my entrepreneurial journey, for everything. And this other one was just a risk. And it was like, do I really want to do that? But long story short, I was just like, you know what have I got to lose? If I go on this path 2 weeks down the track, I can unplug and just come back and commit to this opportunity again. And I went on this journey, and fast forward 9 months later, this opportunity, this work has now become the backbone of everything that I'm doing. And it was it was so bizarre just being able to like, and I look back at myself and I'm like, you made such a spur of the moment decision based on something that, you know, and the irony, like, it's not lost on me that I had to back myself into a corner intellectually, though, to go there, to surrender and then be like, okay, let's listen to what is going on inside, because the head just cannot compute.
Well, here's the thing. What I tell people to use, and what you did beautifully, using your intuition, what it requires is we change our value system. Because we've been taught that intellect is superior. We've been taught that it protects us. We've been taught that going down that logic path is going to prevent pain and risk. But it's not true. We've been taught that trusting our inner voice is unfounded, ungrounded, unsafe, and that's not true. And your own anecdote, your own story proves our bodies and our hearts know what energetically is right for us, and we need to decide that that's what we value. And then it doesn't feel so random and so crazy and so reckless. It feels intelligent. We are our heart and spirit, our intelligence that is superior to intellect. And you experience that, but I do have to say what you did is another component of intuitive living. You were courageous to follow the what felt true for you. We if we live our lives always trying to be safe and secure and take no risk, we're going to live very small lives. When we lean into that courageous energy, our lives open up. But here's something interesting. The word courageous comes from the French word cœur, which means heart. So to be a courageous person means you are choosing to live your life from heart intelligence. And I just love the continuity of that. Isn't that wonderful?
That's perfect. So,
yay and good for you. And everything about your energy reflects that wisdom. So what we need to get rid of is the value system that tells us we can't trust ourselves because it's a lie.
Sonia, where does I hate to play devil's advocate, but let's just go there for just a quick second. How does that come into, why is it that this is shut down? Why is it that we're not open to this dialogue? Like, why are not more and more people, I know now more and more people are having this conversation, but why is it not common knowledge that, why is it that intuition is not on the even keel as the intellect in wider society?
Good question. And here's the answer. Intuition was very prevalent until the age of reason. Then the scientists and the technology and the industrial revolution kicked in, and then we became very subject to what's called patriarchy, which means external father figures will tell you how to live your life, whether it's Father God, Father Corporate, Father of the Family, Father of the Business. You know, that we were told that that is the only way that we can unfold our lives, that individuation, personal self-direction was not only discouraged, it was attacked. But that system went all the way to the end and is imploding and has been for about 20 years. All of a sudden, the corporations that our parents, for example, had jobs for life, doesn't happen. The commitments that we were told, if you follow our leadership, you will be safe, protected, and secure for the rest of it. It's a thing of the past. So people are beginning to realize, well, blindly following others is no guarantee for any
long-term.
They're
really feeling that now.
Yeah, it's so true. And now in this pandemic, the whole damn system's collapsed. The only way forward, and I'm very happy about it, even though it's a messy transition,
that's right, yeah,
is that we come back to self. We come back, mm-hmm, and not selfish, but self-centered in our true and full capabilities, our creativity. And we learn, the patriarchal system makes it me against you. And you're my ego against your ego, and I'm going to fight you because you're a threat. The intuitive system is me and you. We're going to collaborate. We're going to co-create. I'm going to co-create with Source. I'm going to co-create with kindred spirits. I'm going to co-create with the planet. So we've just entered this new age. And I can assure you, within a very short period of time, I would suspect intuition will become a main part of our new value system. And maybe I'm pretty confident we'll be even introduced in schools, just like meditation is. So we are evolving, and that's the good news.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm glad I asked that question. One of the things that's coming through for me in this conversation is just the value of when you mentioned patriarchy, and what I was hearing was we've made a lot of decisions in this time of being analytical. But then I was having this download that decision naturally is decisive, which decide is to cut apart. Whereas the opposite of that seems to be like not to cut, not to dissect, right? Not to cut things apart, and that unity sort of approach. And that was something that was tied into, sorry if you can follow my train of thought with me.
I am, totally.
Is what you were sharing before, is that, you know, your intuition, your body, what I was having this vision of when you were saying was like, actually, yeah, my head and my thoughts are more, let's say wispy, in need of a better word, but my body is actually integrated and made from the cells of the world that is around me. And perhaps that unified integration into everything is where some of the communication comes from. Is that, where does intuition come from?
Well, here's a good analogy. Our logic brain has a limited bandwidth. It's only drawing from the past. It's not necessarily drawing from the present, and it's very limited. Our logic brain doesn't have the capacity to discern at the same subtle level as the body and the heart intelligence and the gut intelligence. And this is current science, so this is not my opinion. So I say the best way to organize it is through metaphor. So the brain is AM radio, and the heart and the gut are satellite. It just picks up a bigger range of energy, and like it's part of nature. We are naturally designed to be intelligent and well and multi-informed. So we think, okay, birds have radar, and whales have sonar, and monarch butterflies can travel from one exact place. Why wouldn't humans, who are the most sophisticated organism of consciousness, have the same inner compass? We absolutely do. And it's a compass that, like the satellite, can pick up simultaneous non-local information, where the AM radio is just talk story. It's just talk, and mostly regurgitating what we've heard, not being creative in what we're experiencing in the moment. So we're shifting. We're shifting back to, okay, now here's another way to organize it. And I love this. Einstein organized it for us. He said, the human spirit is our sacred gift. The rational mind, its faithful servant. But sadly, we've thrown away the gift and we've become enslaved to the servant. So we don't say our logic brain isn't helpful, but what happens is our logic brain has been trained to attack our intuition. And what it needs to do is be retrained to support our intuition. So if your gut says go with this path, then your logic brain says, okay, I'm on board with you. I will start doing everything I can to make that the best way to go, instead of attacking, saying, what are you crazy and who do you think you are and that's nuts and give me the, you know, justify it. So we just have to shift the relationship.
Right.
So your brain supports your wisdom instead of thinks it's the superior wisdom.
That's really profound, because that was going to be my very next question is what role does our intellect then play in relationship to our intuition? But that's perfect,
supporting,
right?
Supporting cast.
Yeah, I love that. Support. I love that. Thank you so much
because
for that.
Because we need it. It organizes us. It helps us. And, you know, there's a Chinese saying, which I love, from the Book of Changes. It's an ancient oracle, and it says there's only one power in the human experience, the power of decision. And once you decide, everything follows. So if you decide, I'm going to trust my inner voice. I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to trust the universe. I'm going to trust, now this is important, the spirit of others. Not necessarily their logic, but I'm going to trust their spirit and speak to their spirit. Then everything will follow to support making that work for you. The ego says, I don't trust anything. I don't trust you. I don't trust me. I don't trust God. I don't trust anything. So I'm just going to fight my way through life and just be defended and shut down. And so we're changing that, thank goodness, because that just got us in the quarantine we're in, frankly. I mean, it got us in the situation we're in. The only way out is intuition and trusting our spirit and reconnecting with the greater whole.
I love that. So one of the questions that comes up for me for today's chat that I really wanted to ask you is, what is the difference between one considering themselves intuitive and one considering themselves as being psychic? What is going on?
Okay, it's a degree of skill. It's like one saying I am musical. And then is the intuitive. I have an ear for music. I can sing on tune. I can kind of play instruments. I understand music. I got the feel for it. Versus I'm a classical pianist. I have really dialed this in, and I'm really able to be with the focus and the effort that I've made can be very, very highly attuned to energy. So that's the difference. It's just a level of skill. However, and here's the paradox. Some psychic people have become super attuned, but they haven't done the inner work of understanding. So they unfortunately sometimes fall under the perception that I'm special. I'm different. And it's like, no, you're just more practiced in a particular way of perceiving energy, but it's available to all of us because we all have that inner, we have the inner organism of an intelligent heart and an intelligent gut. And if we started practicing too, we'd get better at it as well.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. So you mentioned spirit before, and what role do you see spirit playing in all of this? Is it the guidance is coming through from spirit?
Absolutely. And I want to make the distinction. Again, it's kind of language, but I'm not talking about religion. Religion is an outer form of thinking imposed upon us. Spirit is the life force that we are. Spirit is the breath we take. It is the divine part of us. It is the holy essence that gives each human being an existence. And that spirit energy that we all share is, I believe, holy. It's a holy whole. We have the power to create. And so that part of us that transcends thinking is our guiding light. And you know, in every country I've ever went, in every place I've ever gone, everybody understands spirit. Everybody understands it. I have never gone anywhere where they say, well, what do you mean? Never. It's our essence.
So in that, there are a lot, like, I do feel, I do appreciate that a lot of people are connected to spirit, and a lot of people can feel that, you know, perhaps we are all having, like, we are spirit, yes, having this human experience.
Yes. Yes.
But there are some places, and I hate to generalize and I try to avoid it as much as possible, but I feel like in the West, it's less of a conversation that's available to us than it is in the East.
It's a changing conversation. It's a changing conversation. It was less available. The East has always kept a fundamental connection to spirit as part of their value system. We got, you know, gone too far away the other direction. And so we are catching up, if you will. So we are on our way to catching up to this energy, and it's changing pretty rapidly. The good news is that you're kind of left in the 20th century if you don't really accept intuition and believe. You're kind of old news. You got to catch up. That's what I say. You're not being modern enough. You know, science has bypassed you now. So let's catch up. You know, we're all beginning to understand that we are spirit.
I love that. So one of the things I want to ask you about that is, why is it the case that us tuning into our intuition is us tuning into greater levels of subtlety, it seems like, at certain times? Like, I know for me, it's, I've got to like tune into, like, I've got to get silent.
Quiet the mind.
Why is it that it's so, like, it involves that art of subtlety to be cultivated and practiced when it's something that's so vital to my experience? Why is it not louder than my head voice?
Well, I like to call our head voice your head. I call it your pet, like your barking dog. You know, it's loud, it's noisy, and it's really hard to have a conversation with someone if your dog's barking all the time. So we've got to, and we've been told to ignore the inner voice. We've been taught to tune it out. And it is more subtle. It's because it's not language, it's vibration. So that's why we have to do things like meditate and quiet down and get that mental voice to just go to the background. I don't think we're ever going to be quite successful to get that mental voice completely turned off, but to go to the background, you see, to not be what we primarily focus or pay attention to, and to get back in the body and begin to listen. We can't expect intuition to be language. It's a receiving of energy. And if we're looking for a language, we're not going to find it. So we have to understand the language of intuition is nonverbal. It's physical and vibrational energy that speaks to us. It gives us impulses. You know, I feel like I should go forward. I feel like I should stop. I feel I should pause. I feel I should pick. And I like to use it. An example, have you ever been in a house by yourself and you're kind of busy and all of a sudden you hear a noise and you don't know what that noise is and everything in you kind of stops and gets very alert? You're listening. Intuition is a listening activity, not a talking activity. And that's the difference too. That's why meditation and calming, the talking part of our inner self, our ego self, needs to be pushed back a little.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That was, amazing. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
We just need to change our, and we have to recognize it really and truly. Get this point, everyone. Intuition is a listening skill. You're receiving. You're like a radio. You're listening, but you're not listening with your ears, although the higher ear, the higher energy is part of it. You're listening with your whole body. When you actually listen with your intellect, you're very selective about what you hear. And then just ask any five people to recount the lecture they just all heard together, and you're going to get completely five different versions of what just happened. But when you listen with the body, it's a receiving experience. It's an open, receiving, allowing. When you listen with the intellect, it's a deflective experience. I'm listening for what's familiar, what I agree with, what feels right, and I'm pushing away or tuning out everything else. So there's some things you can do. Going for walks, meditating, listening to music that's calming. the calms, like piano music, really peaceful piano music is excellent. Meditation music, that not non-language music, trains you to start receiving more consciously what your body's receiving all the time.
One of the questions that I had is, you've mentioned in the past that, I can't remember if this was in a book or in a talk, and it doesn't matter. So one of the things you've said is there are five senses outside, but there's one sense inside, is, if I'm paraphrasing and if I'm butchering it, pardon me. But can you, and that is the one sense inside being intuition. Can you tell us a little bit about our relationship with our senses now that we're
right? And it means inner guidance. What we need to see is the five outer sensors are like small satellites, and the intuition is like, they're like small planets, and intuition is like the sun. You know, it's like the main engine of our creativity and wisdom. We got these other planets that give us information, but this is our life force. This is our creative force. This is our dynamic essence. So if we can look at it like, okay, sight, sound, and the moon, and we got a little bit of Jupiter out there, and, you know, but the heart, and even in the ancient cultures, intuition and the heart was actually reflected as the sun. You know, in ancient Egypt and in ancient Mayan culture and ancient Peruvian culture and the indigenous cultures, they actually did express that this was our inner sun, this was our inner source, and was superior. And these other satellite planets of awareness were supporting caste. So if we can just create a new template, a new metaphor, a new matrix, then what you're going to discover is intuition works just like that. It's normal. It's natural. So we just have to get the filters out of the way. We don't have to necessarily work hard to bring the intuition forward. We just move the cloud cover and it's there.
So the question that emerges for me is, on your, in your day-to-day, how does it really look? Like, are you tuning in for the most part to, oh, this feels right, this doesn't feel right, and then allowing your head to
totally.
Sort of... Yeah, right.
Now, where I find myself very different is I don't think much. I never figure something out. I don't go there. It's not part of my experience. I feel it. And I don't hesitate. I go with the feeling. Unless it's a yellow light. And if it's a yellow light, then I pause. But I'm never figuring out. I find that when I go to figure out mode, it's chaos. And useless.
You
it's
and all of us.
Useless S, it's a useless and exhausting effort that leads nowhere. It's like getting into a mental pinball machine and my brain is getting smacked all around. And I'm not succeeding. So I am very organic. And I absolutely trust what I feel. And sometimes what I feel clearly doesn't make logical sense. An example, a very current example. I live in Paris, and I was sitting one morning on my couch, having coffee, and I got the feeling, pack your bag and go to London. So I was like, okay. So I did. I packed my bag. That was at 8:30 in the morning. I was on the 11:30 train. I left, and then that night, Paris said, we're going to lock the country down. And it was sudden. There was no indication that they were planning that yet. And I was here with my family and in a much more supportive environment. And I just brought enough what I need, but I'm having, had I been locked there, I would have had a very different experience of the lockdown. It's much more stringent there. You can't go outside. You have to have documents to leave. I couldn't be social with anyone. Here I am, my family. It's a 5-star lockdown. Had I said, well, let me think about that, I would not have been able to leave the next day.
Yeah.
That's an example. So it made no logic sense. But I'm trained. My experience is don't question. So that's why I'm perceived as radical. But to me, it's just the most grounded form of intelligence and the most sane way to live. So most people who are truly creative and successful actually live pretty much the same way. Their decisions are oriented around their inner guidance instead of their logic and other people. To me, if you let your logic and other people make your decisions, they're running your life. When you go within, but here's the key, and it's what puts most people off with intuition. You have to take 100% responsibility for your experience. When you go with us, you could say, they did it, they made a choice, I just followed, and you put yourself in a victim mode. You give away your power and you can become victimized. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but you're totally surrendering your autonomy to someone else. To live an intuitive life, you assume full responsibility for yourself and all the consequences. And this is something that I find people hesitate doing. But I also find that just crazy. It's like, really? You'd rather let a stranger, a whole set of values that make no sense to you, run your life? You'd really trust that more? So then it comes down to personal evolution, personal growth. Am I going to be an adult and direct my life, or am I going to be more submissive and let other people direct my life and hope they take care of me? And then my second question is, how's that working out for you?
Wow. Yeah, right. That was huge.
So it really
for me.
Does boil down to that.
Thank it you so really much does. For sharing that, because what's distilling at my end is the amount of responsibility that it takes to live an intuitive life.
Yes.
Because whatever happens on the consequences, you've then got to be empowered to take ownership and responsibility for the wins and the fallouts. But then obviously,
exactly.
Have you tried a different model? Maybe there are more wins, which is a great conversation to be having. But I think...
Well, that's true. So you say, how is it working out for you to give your power to other people? Just check, get the evidence. And that makes you, that helps you lean more into, well, maybe I am abandoning myself. Maybe I've sold myself short. Maybe I'm a lot more capable than I've been told. And maybe I'll feel like, maybe I'll like myself more, and I'll feel more authentic, and I'll actually be happier because I'm being who I really want to be instead of what I've been manipulated to be. So there's a whole lot of, there's a lot of reward that goes along with this responsibility, a lot of reward.
And on the converse side of that, perhaps why we do not embrace intuition so readily, perhaps because we're not embracing that responsibility so readily.
100%. 100%. And you know, it's not a judgment. I understand. If you've been totally conditioned from the earliest time to say you cannot run your life, I need to run your life, authorities need to run your life, then it's going to take a bit of waking up and a little bit of rebellion and a whole ton of courage to reverse that. But that's what's happening right now in the world, and it's very exciting.
It truly is. And so from there, is that kind of a segue that I can use to talk about authenticity? Because a lot of what you do is help people tap into their authentic selves. For some that are tuning in, it's like, duh, Amrit, of course, intuition, authenticity. But maybe some people can't draw that parallel. Can you help us draw the dots between intuition and authenticity?
I can help you in that the word authenticity comes from the word author, which is I am writing the script of my life. I am the one creating the story. So let's just break it down. And intuition means inner teacher. I means My inner self is the resource of learning and guiding. So that's how that you can connect the two. It's my inner guide is writing the story of my life, is creating the story of my life, directing the story. So if your inner self isn't, then you're not the author of your life. That's what where they come together. And so if we understand what that means, and it's not a fixed thing. It's an evolving moment to moment evolution. You know, it's an evolution. It's constant and daily reinvention and daily exploration and an adventure. And for those who want a predictable, safe, no risk, no responsibility path, then we're not for you. This is definitely not for you. But what you get is you don't get the big rewards either. You get a smaller, controlled life that will probably leave you feeling maybe materially secure enough, although I very much question that in these days. What does it give you? It gives you a dark room. It gives you a dark room, closed doors with a closed heart, and not much opportunity for genuine connection and fulfillment. But we do have, like I wanted to say earlier, being intuitive or getting an intuitive direction isn't the end of the story. The end of the story is, are you going to choose to follow it? Mm-hmm. What are you going to choose? You always have a choice. You always have a choice. And just know what choice you're making. Just, okay, I'm going to go with my intuition, or no, I'm going to go play it safe. I'm going to follow my logic, which is really other people's opinions, because that's where your logic got developed, right? Because my logic is not your logic, depending on who taught us logic. So it's really boils down to who do you want to be and who do you want to be the author of your life? And the answers really vary. Really vary. There's not a right answer. There's just, you get to live with your choice answer.
That's huge. Thank you so much for sharing that. So in there, one of the things that I can relate to is when you're saying intuition and that dark corner, you know, I struggled with depression for 6 years. And I remember, and the way I share this now when I'm out on stages, it's that when I wasn't expressing myself, is that unexpressed version of myself. That unexpression is depression. When I learned to express myself was my creative outlet. Yeah.
And I think that the world is seriously depressed right now for this reason. We have abandoned ourselves. We have trusted external authorities. I personally like to refer to the first commandment. It's like, don't have false gods. And other people running your life, it's becoming more and more apparent, is a false god. And it leads us to experiences that just don't engage our hearts and spirits. Depression can therefore be the best messenger. So if we're depressed, let's not judge take whatever drugs you need or medications you need to pull out of it enough to make new choices. But in and of itself, it is very much a gift to alert us that we have migrated away from our true nature. If we didn't have that, I also think it's a big reason why we have such an addicted world. Because we're trying to live with the shoes that don't fit. I feel one of the big shifts of many people who become intuitive is their yearning for escape goes away. Because the life they're living is where they want to be. They don't want to escape. So we can learn from these experiences and study them. It's like, let's get underneath what's wrong with this picture. You're not fundamentally flawed. You're not fundamentally checked out. You're not fundamentally out of control, but you may have been fundamentally influenced to chronically abandon yourself, and it will never lead to a good end. Intuition leads to an authentic personally authored, dynamic, creative experience. And that's what gives us that feeling of joy and of connection. A lot of people, the other chronic and epidemic thing right now is isolation. And the ego part of us is by nature an isolating entity. It's fearful. So stay over there and my guard's up. Intuition by its nature is connection, but it starts with a connection to self. I am connecting to my real self, who I discover I love. Therefore, I'm not afraid to let the world in because I don't need their love to feel okay. I have my own well of love. And I'm not seeking or needing something I'm empty of. So to me, it's the great healing. It is the great healing. And it opens the heart. It brings us back to self, but it opens us to have authentic, really receive love from others because we're available. And people who make those intuitive choices, as you can say, don't you love yourself now? I just had to ask you, don't you love the creation of your life now?
Touch wood, very much so, yes.
And that's a common thing. That is a guaranteed end result of making these choices. You do fall in love with yourself. And you're not talking about the little ego self. You're talking about that incredible creative spirit in you that is smarter than your head and leads you to places that your intellect could have never figured out. And they're so much better and more generous than your ego ever allows. So it's a big, I call it, it's like turning on a light and discovering a surprise party waiting for you, and the party's for you. You know, it's like all of a sudden it's a happy world. It's a whole new world. And that's what you get for sure.
I love that. What's singing through to me through all of that, the through line, and obviously because my highest value is connection, is just the value of connection in terms of connection to self, connection to inner wisdom, connection to the world that we live in, and just that connection just bleeding everywhere. But the access point being the intuition and daring to go there to connect with yourself first, because what I'm realizing is, how can I connect with others if I haven't connected with myself? It's that age old truism again, right?
Yes, it sets off a whole domino effect of things so fast. It proliferates so quickly that it kind of surprises you. It's like, whoa, my brain could never have created something so brilliant as what my intuition led me into. It's brilliant and populated with so much beauty that my logic brain couldn't even conceive of. I'll give you an example. It's a great, fun little example. When I was 20, I lived in Denver, Colorado, and I just had this yearning to go to France. Big family, no money. I was in college, couldn't figure it out. My friend said, apply for the airline. That'll get you to France. So I did. I got the job, and I ended up in a miserable scenario where I wasn't in Paris, I was in Peoria. I was in every small town, so did that for a few months, thought, this is not working. Went back to school. I had quit school, went back, and I went to the French department and said, can I apply for the study abroad program in France? And the woman, of course, the head of the French department said, A, you're not a student, you're not enrolled, and B, you're not very good in French. You don't qualify. Okay, so, okay, shut door. So I went and sat on the grass. And I said to my spirit, okay, if you gave me this feeling, you have to give me the way. And I instantly felt this inner impulse that said, go talk to the dean. Well, that was like going to talk to Oz. I mean, I was a shy girl.
Yeah.
But I knew that if I didn't, end of story. So I summoned my courage. I walked straight into his office. The secretary said, you can't talk to him because you have to make an appointment and it takes 6 weeks. And I said, but you don't understand. I need a decision. The deadline is this, like in the next 48 hours. And I said, you don't understand. It's a soul thing. Just then the dean walked in and he said, that's an interesting statement. What's a soul thing? And he immediately let me come into his office and I explained to him my whole, you know, I need to go. I thought I could do it with an airline. I hit a dead end. I want to re-enroll. I need to do this. And he said, let me think about it. 48 hours later, not only did I get re-enrolled in school allowed, I got in the program and a full tuition scholarship. I paid for it. I could never in a million years have figured that out. What a miracle. It changed my whole life. But I had that choice. Go to the dean. Okay, that scares me, but not going scares me more. Just saying, taking no and being stuck scares me more. So that this is just a quick anecdote to show. Go through the golden door. Go back to the sun. Go through the golden door. Get the playful side of you awakened and see what happens.
Connection, courage, and have fun. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. So I'm conscious. I want to ask you a very simple question, but it could be deep, is what does an inspired evolution, when you hear that, what does that look to you for the world that we live in today?
Well, first of all, I like to go to the word inspire, which means to pull your spirit in. Mm-hmm. That's actually the meaning of the word. So it's like bring your spirit home, and evolution means to improve, get better, go to the next level. So bring your spirit in and go to the next level of expression and create. Create from the spirit and give it no limitations. Let it lead. Let it lead and let it blossom like a garden. Let it blossom like the rose opening. Let it blossom like the apple orchard. That's what it means to me, because I experience the energy of that is what the spirit take over and see how beautiful your life can be.
Thank you so much for sharing that. For those that want to get in touch with your works, there are books everywhere, in every language almost. I can't say that, not every
language. Yeah, I'm on a mission.
Only 27 languages, so maybe yours is covered.
Yeah, no country left behind is my motto, no person left behind. What I would suggest is start with a very basic book and let it become a new manual, Trust Your Vibes. Trust Your Vibes. That's my book. I have an online course if one wants to kind of enjoy me teaching it or experience a little support. Trust Your Vibes. Trust Your Vibes. Trust Your Vibes. Start there. And if you feel isolated and you feel a bit disconnected or you don't have enough support, I have a very accessible, very empowering community called the Good Vibe Tribe that you can be part of. And I am on there right now. Every single day, teaching something, and everybody's sharing. So it's a very dynamic, creative, gorgeous experience. So I'd say that would be the way.
And where is that? Is that on? Is it on?
It's on my homepage.
Yep.
You come to my website. It's on my homepage.
We'll link it in the show notes. Yep.
And actually, in this pandemic, people have really loved being part of this community because they're actually having an enormously positive experience, breakthrough creativity, doors opening instead of closing, their minds opening instead of being trapped. It's been a joy. And I was intuitively guided when this began that I need to be on every single day talking to the community, not here's a weekly thing. So I'm there. Every day we're connecting, every day. And it's been really fulfilling and really, really surprising and fun. So those would be my invitations.
Thank you so much.
Explore this.
I love that. And we'll link all of that into the show notes around this episode. So thank you so much for offering that with so much grace, Sonia. And I really want to take this moment while I am on the thank yous, just before my last question, to thank you for your time, your energy, your presence. I'm addicted to your lightheartedness. I just have to say we're like super deep, but it's always lighthearted. So thank you so much for sharing.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and you're a real inspiration. I mean, you're living what you're broadcasting, and they're congruent. So it really is a huge contribution to the planet right now, and I feel very privileged to be part of it. So thank you for inviting me.
Oh, Sonia, thank you for your blessing. So my last question, by no means my least question, I'm really excited to ask you this question, because the question is, who are you? And I preface it with the conversation around there's the I, but then there's the intuition that is the connection to everything around us. So who are you?
I am a fire dancer. I am moving moment to moment in the fire of life, in the spark, the energy, and in the intensity of initiation. Fire is the initiator. Fire is the creator. Fire is the alchemist and the spark of things. And I like to dance in the fire. I run into things I fear, not away from. So it's been quite an exciting ride.
Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you so much for sharing yourself with us today. Really a blessing, and we'll be in touch again soon. Can't wait.
I had a lot of fun. All my love to the whole community. Thank you.
Boom! Sonia, thank you so much.
It's fun, Amrit. I love talking to you. Thank you for bringing me on. What a pleasure to connect and enjoy your beautiful spirit.
Oh, touch wood, completely mutual. So humbled to have you on, to have such a wonderful chat, and to be able to share these insights with the community. Oh, just an absolute blessing.
Loved it.
With your permission, if we can get you on again in about 12 months' time, hopefully that's going
to
be.
Love to.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Awesome. And I'll
also, I would like also to suggest, I have two daughters.
Oh.
And they've written books.
Uh-huh.
And they teach and coach, and they are, I have one daughter who, I'm a Sonia, my mother's a Sonia, my grandmother's a Sonia, and I have a Sonia daughter who is 31, uh-huh. And it might be fun to have her on too, just from a different generation
perspective. Yeah, for sure.
So
awesome.
I will have Ryan send the email.
Perfect.
Because it'll be a whole different but equally joyful conversation.
Perspective. Yeah, love it, for sure.
Yes.
If you can get Ryan to email our team.
When partly because it's a family affair, and we can create new families. So that might be a fun spin on it too.
Awesome. I love that. One of those questions that before I tick off is with Ryan, is that the best person to communicate?
When yes, we launch Ryan is my hub.
Yeah, perfect.
And my company is me and Ryan.
Perfect.
We keep it simple. There's
sweet.
So he's the hub, and I'll have Ryan send you Sonia's connection, my daughter, and I look forward to being with you again. And trust your vibes, Amrit. You're on fire. Okay.
Done.
All my love.
Ciao.
Bye bye.
Hey tribe, thanks for tuning in to another fun, enlightening episode of The Inspired Evolution. I've been loving all the feedback and personal stories of love, health and growth. Your feedback and stories are incredibly welcome. The easiest way to connect with me is via my website, which is www.amrit-sandhu.com. You can leave me a message or a comment. It's one of my highest values to connect, so I love to connect and love to hear from you. You can also find me on Facebook, Amrit Sandhu. And if the content has been resonating with you, you can help The Inspired Evolution out in a big way by liking the YouTube channel, subscribing to The Inspired Evolution, or the Facebook page, like that please, at The Inspired Evolution, or by leaving a review on iTunes if you're on an Apple device. And also, if The Inspired Evolution episodes are inspiring an evolution within you, or you can feel the inspiration is valuable for your team to evolve to the next level, you can head on over to www.amrit-sandhu.com to see how The Inspired Evolution can help you and your team thrive. Much love, tribe.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.